Ordinary people doing extraordinary things here in Chicago. There's an organization I'm involved in called One for the Kids. OneForTheKids.org is the website where we raise money for different charities around Chicago. The money stays right here in town. I got involved because one of my old roommates was, he told me if I didn't get involved, he would punch me in the stomach. And he's on the phone with us now. The pride of Richards High School, it is Bob Lanigan. Was that the words that you said, if you don't get involved, I'm going to punch you in the neck or the face or the stomach? And I said, absolutely.
Something like that. I think your nose would be an easier target, but I believe you've got the gist of it right. Yeah.
You got me involved in One for the Kids about 20 years ago. Tell people, first of all, how this organization got started, because this is such a great Chicago story, Bobby.
Well, years ago, we're talking 1993, Pete, a couple of Southside Irishmen were sitting around having a few jars after a lovely afternoon on the golf course. One of those gentlemen, Huey McLaughlin, had a daughter who had a heart defect, and she was being treated at what was called the Children's Hospital at the time at Christ Advocate in Oak Lawn. And over a couple of beers in an Irish pub, he said, you know, we should really try to pool our resources, get together, and do something for people that that need a little help, specifically children. And that was how One for the Kids was born. Huey drew our logo on a cocktail napkin. The beers were flowing. The ideas were flying around. And the first One for the Kids golf outing was held a few months later on the South Side in 1993. And it's grown, obviously, exponentially since then, due in large part to bringing on, you know, great resources and great advocates like yourself, buddy.
That golf outing is, there is nothing like it on the planet. It's hard to explain to people, but it's Caddyshack mixed in with a charity, mixed in with, I don't know.
Animal House, and yeah.
Just about everything.
Well, our mantra has always been to have a great time for a great cause, and the golf outing certainly tries to embody that. And then, of course, 10 years ago, some new board members had the idea to add a second event, and that's a cocktail party, which we now call the Curveball. And we still support Special Olympics Chicago, as we always have. We certainly still support the Children's Heart Institute at Christ Advocate. But we also help a specific family in need every year. And this year, on February 29th, the Curveball will benefit the Cerny family.
Tell us about that family.
So Ryan and his wife, Katie, have two children. Gemma is 3 years old and a perfectly healthy, active three-year-old girl. But their 9-year-old son, Gavin, was born with a disability. He had a very rare genetic disorder, which causes severe spasms and seizures throughout his whole body. And he's really been basically a newborn for all of his 9 years of life. And we identify a family every year through the board. We hear about families in need. Mm-hmm. And each board member is allowed to make a nomination, and then we vote on it. And this year we decided the Cerny family would get our support. Gavin and his family need help basically upgrading their home with handicap accessible things. He has a wheelchair. They can't get down the hallway of their home, and he's 9 years old, so he's close to 100 pounds, and he's very much like a newborn, but in a 9-year-old's body.
Right.
And if we can help them and help Gavin, you know, that's the idea. You know, a great time for a great cause, and have fun doing it. Well, you know, those of us that are blessed, we're kind of obligated to try and do something for those that need a little help.
When you can show up with a check to help these families with medical bills, the financial burden that they've had, and like you said, just to get a wheelchair down the hall or down the stairs, I mean, it changes their life.
Without a doubt. It's, we're an entire volunteer board, Pete, as you know. There's 28 of us now. And everyone is 100% volunteer, and you put a lot of work into it, but I think every board member will tell you, you get a lot more out of it than you get into it. And when you see the difference you can make in the lives of people, I mean, Katie and Ryan Cerny, their two children are their whole life. They work and take care of their kids. Just a small thing like a handicap accessible bathroom would make a huge difference in Gavin's life and their life. Being able to get their son down the hall in his wheelchair to his bedroom would make a humongous difference. And the only way to do that is to raise funds. So we're having the Curveball on February 29th, leap day, as it were, here on leap year, to try and raise funds for the Cerny family. And then, of course, some of the funds also go toward our other partner charities, Special Olympics Chicago and the Children's Heart Institute of Christ Advocate.
OneForTheKids.org. Tell people about the Curveball, because this is a great party.
This is a prom for adults.
If you
sat around in a dispensary for a couple hours, it's just, we try to have fun with it. The idea is throwing curveballs at you left and right. So through the years, we've had everything from mascots from all the local professional teams and colleges to people on bicycles, to stormtroopers, to an Elvis karaoke.
Yeah,
we have great bands, great food, great drinks, and all in the idea of having a great time for a great cause. Now, we hold it out at the McDonald's Lodge, but more than anything else, people can go online to our website at OneForTheKids.org and just make a donation. And that helps the family, it helps our charities, and helps us that night execute a great time for a great cause. But it is a blast.
There's so many charities like this in Chicago that don't have a voice. I mean, I grew up on the mean streets of Peoria, as I mentioned earlier in the show, but I'm on the board with the Southsiders, and I'm the shortest guy on the board. I feel like every Southsider has to be 6'3" with this huge head. I mean,
burritos and beer have done wonders for our physique through the years, so that helps a little bit.
Is that a prerequisite to be on the One for the Kids board? You have to have a huge melon. If you have a huge melon, you're in for sure.
Yeah, you know, O'Malley and that crew definitely have triple XL above the shoulders.
And I do want to mention Tim O'Malley and Tom Doyle, two of our great friends that, they were one of the original board members. But Tim O'Malley is the guy. He's the unofficial mayor of Chicago. He knows anybody and everybody. He's the publisher of Concierge Preferred Magazine. And the way that he just pounds the pavement for this charity, you know, for the golf outing, for the curveball, it's second to none.
You know, he's our big toe, our bestest and big toe. And Tim's just a natural-born leader. You see all the things he's been involved with. You know, he's been involved, honored by Special Olympics for his dedication. He grew up on the South Side. His dad owned a tavern, so of course he learned how to be connected and how to get things done and how to motivate people. And Tim's really been the driving force. But the entire board as a collective has done an amazing job. You know, we're very fortunate. We have people in all kinds of different walks of life. You on the radio help us build awareness of the event. We have multiple people in the liquor industry. I think Irishmen are just drawn to that naturally. Tom Doyle and his printing company have done a great job creating so many awesome things for us. And everybody has a little piece. You know, Mike Magnuson has a PR agency. Billy Bracken has a PR agency. And all of these things kind of come together to create an awesome experience and bring a lot of value and uniqueness to our events.
And it's fun. And the golf outing sells out within about 30 seconds every single year, doesn't it?
Well, you just hit it on the head. Fun is kind of the bottom line, having a great time for the great cause. The golf outing sells out before we actually even go live with it, so what we really need is just kind of sponsorship dollars there.
Mm-hmm.
The cocktail party, on the other hand, you know, that room can hold 400, so there's plenty of room for people that want to go online and buy a couple of tickets. It's $250 a couple, and for any couple out there, whether it's, you know, a married couple, new people dating, you know, people celebrating an anniversary, or just a couple of guys or girls on a night out. It's just a great way to spend, you know, a little bit of money and have an unbelievable time. Everything is there. Food, great cocktails, entertainment, great music. You know, this year we have JP and the Cats, who've been playing around, you know, the Chicago area for 30 years. They're phenomenal. And it just brings so much entertainment and fun to really what is a really serious charity moment, but we try to have a great time doing it and not spend too much time,
right,
you know, telling people the serious nature of it. But we do get serious for a little while when we talk about the Cerny family, but most of the night is having a great time for a great cause.
Saturday, February 29th, OneForTheKids.org. Bob Lanigan, you're the best, buddy, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
You're the best. Thanks, Pete. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
All right. It's 720 WGN.